VOA Learning English Education Report. Millions of high school students in China took a college entrance examination recently. The highly competitive test is often praised for giving good students a chance to enter the best schools. It makes the competition for college fairer for students from poor families. The examination is known as the Gaokao. Universities are supposed to require good scores on the test for admission to college. But reports suggest that some people are getting into schools without even taking the test. Education is very important to gaining a good standing in Chinese society. This year, about 9 million students competed for about 7 million places in colleges. Every June, Chinese media report on the hard work and worry of students preparing for the Gaokao. This year, however, newspapers are writing stories about corruption in the country's top schools. One case involves Chai Rongsheng, the former head of admissions at Beijing's highly respected Renmin University. Mr. Chai reportedly took money in exchange for approving admissions for students who did not take the Gaokao. Yang Roy studies Chinese education policy at the University of Hong Kong. He says the Gaokao offered millions of people chances for a better life. And Mr. Yang says it changed the country after the late 1970s.
But increasingly, academics and government policymakers realize that Gaokao is not really fair. You know, many people are in much better position than those in rural, for example, schools. And also, schools themselves only cannot tell the whole picture.
Some universities in China are permitted to choose up to 5% of their first-year students for reasons other than schoolwork. These could include sports, interest groups, or community volunteer work. The policy is designed to help candidates whose abilities were not identifiable from Gaokao test scores. Schools also have had more freedom to choose candidates from rural areas. Xiang Bangqi is vice president of the 21st Century Education Research Institute, a non-governmental group. He proposes other ways to get different kinds of students. He says students should be nominated by their high schools, then take examinations at the university. Finally, a person would be offered a place at the school through performance records. Mr. Xiang says instead, administrators with power to decide who enters college have hijacked the system. Officials have banned trading university entry for money or better treatment. Earlier this year, the Ministry of Education demanded a more open and better supervised admission system. And that's the education report from VOA Learning English. I'm Jerry Watson.